This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. USDA's Plant Hardiness Zone Map, used for nearly all aspects of agriculture, horticulture, and natural resources research and extension recommendations, was recently updated. Kansas State University Nursery Crop and Marketing Specialist Cheryl Boyer says that Kansans now have an opportunity to expand their planting options.
Because we do have a very challenging environment to work with between heat, cold, drought, wind, soil pH is a huge challenge. And the more we can find options for people to use in their gardens and landscapes and for our food-producing crops, the better off we'll be. So it's nice to have options.
We're moving into really more of that colder phase now, but this is a time when we really would like some more color in the landscape.
It is a time of year where things go dormant, and plants need that dormancy. That's important. But in terms of mental health for humans, we really need to find something that can sort of pull us through those seasons. And this is where we can use evergreens, whether that's an evergreen that is just keeping it green or an evergreen that has red berries that is something to look forward to. There is a witch hazel that I know we have one right outside the greenhouse that blooms in January. So there's always something in each season to look for. And if you're planning your landscape or garden, there are no magic plants that do something in every single season, like one plant. But try to have a plant that does something interesting in every season to just sort of give you a little boost for your mental health.
I know a lot of people also like to just attract different things to their backyard or to their home landscape. I know in our neighborhood, we have deer that go wandering through.
Wildlife is a big part of what we have available to us. And I think there's a lot we can do to encourage wildlife in our native landscapes and our garden practices and our woodland management and the other parts of the natural world that we have an opportunity to influence.
And a lot of this we can learn from just talking to our local extension agent. We can go online. We can find a lot of other information. A new Kansas Garden Guide is out. So
yeah,
there's another resource.
The K-State Garden Hour webinar series. We cover all of these topics. And the archive is on our website. It's also on the KSRE Videos YouTube channel. So you can find everything there. In those doldrums of winter, go find some of those resources and plan for the different times of year and reach out to your local extension agent for more detailed resources that's research-based and targeted for us. That is one thing with the Plant Hardiness Zone map that, you know, the resources on the website that they have updated, the USDA has highlighted some research. It's broad research. It's high-level research about how plants grow and what benefits we as citizens, whether directly or indirectly, get from USDA research. We can get a lot of information from that map, but locally, to get really detailed recommendations, that's where we come in at K-State Research and Extension for guidance for Kansas, all the way down to every single community in Kansas has resources that they can rely on for all of their outdoor adventures.
Extension has a lot of different sites they can go to. Do we do this with plants as well? Do we grow different things all across the state?
We do have demonstration gardens in many of the local county or district extension offices, and they like to highlight annuals, perennials, trees, and shrubs, a little bit of everything. And in particular, we often will highlight some vegetable trials just to look at yield and how plants grow and how they handle the challenges of a sandy soil in the west with a high pH to a low pH with lots of rainfall in the east. That can really vary widely across our state. And if you want to see what some of those plants are, for sure, check with your local county extension office and also your local parks. Many of them have labels, or you can meet with your local extension agent and request that they organize a walking tour or an opportunity to learn about the local arboretum or the local demonstration garden and learn more there. The more you learn and the more connected you feel to your local Kansas State University outlet, you can volunteer there. You can be an Extension Master Gardener or just someone who helps and is engaged in helping others learn more.
That's Kansas State University Nursery Crop and Marketing Specialist Cheryl Boyer. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.